I Can't Be Let Down, written by Technically Very Cowboy and read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends Boston Ray fic, rated explicit. Additional tags: hookup, handjobs, blowjobs, rimming, riding, sex as character study, mentions of canonical suicide attempt, friends with benefits. Summary. In his memory, Boston appears out of fucking nowhere. Ray was leaning against the bar with an empty glass in his hand. Then someone was standing so close he could feel the heat pouring off their body. "Another round for us," Boston said, though Ray didn't know he was Boston, just that he was electric and had beautiful hands and smelled like sex. Ray and Boston's hookups over the years. Chapter 1. The Hookup. Ray met Boston for the first time at Yo's. He was drunk, but it was back in the days when alcohol was still a friend, long before it turned into the relentless drumbeat that pulsed beneath his life. Ray's sloshed affection had been charming to his friends and unremarkable to everyone else. They all sometimes ended the night puking, and there was camaraderie in the rotation of holding back hair and wrestling unsteady limbs into the shower. It was Ray and Mew and Shum then, clumped up into an accidental trio based more on safety in numbers than shared interests. Granted, back then Ray's only interest had been Mew, deeply and desperately and wildly. In retrospect, part of what he liked about Chum is that she was safe on that score. Chum was never going to fight Ray for Mew. That night, Chum and Mew had gone home early. This was back when they were willing to leave Ray to his own devices. But Ray was restless, and he couldn't face the resounding silence of his father's empty house. Ray's never done well with silence. There's too much empty space to fill with the spiral of his thoughts. In his memory, Boston appears out of fucking nowhere. Ray was leaning against the bar with an empty glass in his hand. Then someone was standing so close he could feel the heat pouring off their body. "Another round for us," Boston said, though Ray didn't know he was Boston, just that he was electric and had beautiful hands and smelled like sex. "Beers only," Yo said. Over the years, that phrase would change from amused to indulgent, to annoyed, to exhausted, and finally preemptive, when Yo decided Ray could not be trusted to handle himself. Ray told himself it was a funny quirk that marked him as a regular. As lies went, it wasn't the worst one he scraped together. Two green bottles appeared, with the caps already off. The glass was cold and beaded with condensation. Ray wasn't a virgin by any means, but he'd been new to the whole bar thing. Hooking up still felt adult in a way that mattered. He clinked glasses with Boston and they drank together. Ray watched Boston's Adam's apple bob as he swallowed, and heat bloomed in the pit of his stomach. "I'm Boston. You here alone?" It was such a line, and Ray giggled. "My name is Ray. Come here often?" Boston smiled at that, and then they were both in on a joke, and Ray liked that feeling. He liked Boston's sleeveless t-shirt and jeans, and that he didn't look anything like Mew. The curl of his smile was confident. Ray could guess that Boston would want to lead, and Ray was okay with that. He was a follower. He knew it.
"Do you want to get out of here?"
Boston asked, leaning forward so his lips brushed against Ray's ear. Warmth trickled down Ray's spine, and it felt so nice. The heat from the booze and the heat of Boston's body wound together over Ray's skin. Ray had been young enough that being wanted was novel. Wanting that same person back still felt like something precious. You should get me out of here, Ray said. Boston dropped cash onto the bar, wrapped his hand around Ray's wrist, and led him out of Yo's to the parking lot behind the building. He remembers how bright the lights of Bangkok looked looming over top of them. Not stars, but close enough. He felt loose while still lucid. Back then, he was capable of finding that sweet spot and staying in it. Boston led him to an old baby blue car that made Ray laugh out loud. That's a statement, he said. It was an absurd little detail for the night, something so perfectly chosen to encapsulate a college hookup that it didn't feel totally real. Boston grinned. There was a little promising tooth in it, and Ray giggled again. Boston opened the backseat door, slid in, and extended a hand. Come here. Ray's stomach dropped a fraction, but he pushed that away. Boston hadn't invited him home. That had been an assumption, and Ray could adapt. That turned into one of the more crushing lies he clung to. He hates change, and he can't adapt for shit, and it has fucked him again and again. He crawled in after Boston, and slammed the door closed behind him. Hi, Ray murmured. Boston slid his fingers into Ray's hair and tugged. Hi. It felt good to let Boston pull Ray across his lap. His hands roamed up and down Ray's back, around his hips and down his thighs. Boston grabbed Ray's ass with both hands, and that sent a kick of electric desire ricocheting through Ray's hips. Ray splayed his hands on Boston's chest to keep his balance. The perspective, 6 inches above Boston, was a little hot and a little strange. Ray spent most of his fantasies on his back. Boston's hands skimmed up to Ray's shoulders and kept going up the column of his neck to cup his jaw. He dug his thumbs into the muscles behind the hinge, and Ray groaned, mouth dropping open. Nervous tension slipped out of him, and that felt fucking amazing.
You like that? Boston asked.
Yeah, Ray sighed, eyes slipping closed. Fuck yeah. Boston's hand slid back into his hair and tugged, and lightning bolted down Ray's spine. His hips flexed upward, and he grunted at the uncomfortable pull of two tight jeans across his cock.
I'm gonna kiss you, Boston said.
Please, Ray murmured. He dug his nails into Boston's collarbone and couldn't stop the roll of his hips, even though the harder he got, the less comfortable it was. His body had started spiraling through a chain reaction that Ray didn't know he had. Boston tilted his face up and pulled Ray down, and suddenly, shockingly, they were kissing. It was good. It was filthy and hot, and Boston's tongue slipped into Ray's mouth like it belonged there. Ray made a noise in the back of his throat that Boston swallowed like he knew it was coming. A weird slew of questions poured into Ray's head. Did Boston do this a lot? How many other people had been across his lap in the backseat of his car? What did Boston see in Ray? Did Boston see Ray at all? Ray didn't like the questions, so he pushed them away to the little box in his brain where all the questions he didn't have answers for lived. For a long time, they just kissed. And that was good. Better than good. Ray looped an arm around Boston's neck and shifted forward so they were pressed together along their torsos. He worked his free hand down and thumbed open his fly with a sigh of relief. Boston nipped at his bottom lip. No one had ever done that before, and Ray didn't expect the little mule that spilled out of him.
What do you want?
Boston asked, his voice low and hot. His hands shoved under Ray's shirt, and the shock of skin against skin caught Ray by ridiculous surprise. He bit off another yelp
and fumbled Boston's fly open, too. It was good. It was. There just wasn't a lot of room, and Ray didn't know how to answer the question. He felt like a bottomless pit of want. He wanted everything with an intensity that he didn't know how to explain. So instead, he pushed his face into Boston's neck and emphatically rolled his hips.
"That's all you need?" Boston asked after a beat.
Ray nodded into his shoulder. "Please." There was a moment of hesitation where Ray really, genuinely wondered if Boston was going to push him back and say that he was looking for more than a little kiss and grind. Yoz was right there, full of other options with some ability to understand the specifics of what they wanted and ask for them. But Boston said,
"Okay, Ray,"
and wrapped his arms around Ray's middle to haul him closer and keep him there. They managed to shimmy their jeans far enough down their hips that Ray could shove their underwear down and wrap a hand around both their cocks. That was a brand fucking new experience, and blitzed through his brain as something Ray understood he was going to remember forever and spend the rest of his life wanting. Boston pushed his tongue into Ray's mouth and dug his fingers into Ray's back, pulling them closer and closer and closer. Their breath turned into unsynchronized pants. It could have felt like a regression back to high school, but Boston felt so far past that kind of fumbling newness. Ray felt a little like he was being taught a lesson. Sweat slicked his palm and eased the frantic pump of his hand. He could feel the damp of his shirt clinging between his shoulder blades and at the small of his back. Boston tasted like that last beer and smelled like a round of sex Ray hadn't been invited to. Ray liked it and hated it at the same time. But that was greedy. Even at that age, Ray knew how people felt about greedy little rich boys. He came first, surprised by his orgasm. He bit down hard on Boston's bottom lip, and the tang of copper flooded into his mouth. Boston made an aborted sound and fucked his hips up hard into the loosening grip of Ray's hand. He came with a softer, contained sound that strangely reminded Ray of someone finishing up a set of weights and finally dropping the barbell. For a couple minutes they stayed there, stuck together by sweat and cum, both breathing hard. Ray felt Boston start to shift and slid gracelessly off his lap to sprawl propped against the door. Boston rolled his shoulders and grimaced at the cum smeared on his stomach. He leaned forward into the front seat and popped the glove compartment, then settled back with a pack of baby wipes. He tossed one to Ray and started mopping himself up. Ray tucked his cock back into his boxers and zipped his pants back up. He wiped off his stomach and hand and resigned himself to finding a way home with jizz staining the hem of his t-shirt. "I've never done this before," he said. Boston's brows rose.
"Yeah, I could tell."
"Sorry."
"Don't be." Boston shrugged. "Practice and you'll get better at it."
"Right." Ray folded the wipe into a small square and lopped it into a plastic bag Boston pulled from beneath one of the front seats. He watched Boston put himself back together in silence. Boston tucked his cock back into his briefs, leaned back to button his fly and do his zipper, straighten out his shirt, and run his fingers through his hair. Ray never told anyone, and he wouldn't admit it, but that was the part that burned most clearly into his memory. He never saw Boston like that, loose and quiet, shoulders at ease, again. Not until years later.
"You need a ride?" Boston asked.
"If you don't mind." Boston shot him an unimpressed face.
"I don't make offers I don't mean."
He drove Ray home that night. He turned down Ray's offer to come inside,
but accepted his phone number and texted so Ray had his. Boston didn't say goodnight, but he waited until Ray passed through the gate to drive away. That Monday, Ray saw Boston in class and almost dropped his books while Boston smirked at him. A week after that, they were told to break into groups of four, and Ray waved him over without asking Mew and Chum. And that was that.